亲弟兄姐
妹平安，平安，
各位朋
友，
平安，
各位朋友，平安。
我非常感谢，
非常高兴
回到大家当中
分享
我们的宣教经历。
The missions experience that we have. And thank you, Joseph, for translating for me.
两年前我们在这里开遣。
2 years ago, we were commissioned from here.
有多少人两年前就在这里？
How many of you were there at that time?
很多人在。
A lot of you were there. A lot of you weren't.
这次回来看到教会的变化。
And we've seen a lot of change since we came back.
我们在宣教工厂也经历了很多的变化。
We also saw a lot of change on the mission field.
我们刚才读的是14章11段11节的经文。
This text we just read is very unique.
如果你们仔细思考一下。
If you can think carefully,
他讲到教会跟宣教之间一种特别的关系。
We see a special relationship between the church and missions.
请问大家，教会跟宣教到底有什么样的关系？什么样的不同
？Think about it a little bit. What is the relationship between missions and the church?
有什么不同？有什么相同
？What is different and what is similar?
当然，我们知道教会跟宣教之间有很多的不同。
Obviously, there is a lot different,
但也有很多的相同点。
But there must be a lot similar.
今天我要从这段经文《使徒行传》14章，跟大家分享教会与宣教之间的相同。
I'd like you to see this morning the similarities between the church and missions.
大家喜欢我特制的图片吗
？I've brought up a special picture here.
这是我特制的 ，custom made.
I custom made.
教会跟宣教之间有什么特别的关系？有，我跟大家分享四相通。中文有一点意思，四也可以称为死，对吧？教会跟宣教之间有四点不可分割的、死死相连的关系。从英文来讲，四跟 four 跟 four 也是有同样的关系，很难描述，对吧？好，今天我们就来分享教会宣教四相通。第一通就是传福音。请问大家，先有宣教还是先有教会？先有教会还是先有宣教？先有宣教士还是先有基督徒？先有宣教，先有教会，先有宣教。好，你们都是很好的主日学习生。其实圣经里面没有宣教士也没有宣教这两个词，但是教会有基督徒，有传福音。宣教士是传福音的人，基督徒也是传福音的人。这就是宣教士跟基督徒的共同点，福音，传福音。教会跟宣教士的关系也是传福音。好，既然我们有传福音的共同点，请大家思想，什么叫做传福音？传福音有什么结果？传福音有什么后果？今天我们就从《使徒行传》14章的一段经文来看这些问题。《使徒行传》14章讲保罗跟巴拿巴在路斯德传福音的一个特别的事件。我们再往回看一下的话，保罗跟巴拿巴在路斯德传福音。
we looked at a few passages before this on Paul and Barnabas' experience in Lystra.
他们正传福音的时候
while they were sharing the gospel,
保罗突然看到一个两脚是瘸的人，天生是瘸的。
He saw someone who was born crippled.
但是他在那里非常认真地听保罗讲。
And as he was listening to Paul speak,
保罗看他有信心。
He saw that this man had faith.
就对他喊：“你站起来！”
Set them stand up.
这个人真的站起来了。
And this person really stood up.
我们在日本传福音的时候。
When we were in Japan sharing the gospel,
我在商场遇见一个坐在轮椅里面的人。
I saw someone in a wheelchair.
但是我没有讲你站起来。
I didn't tell him to stand up.
等一下我还会讲他的故事。
I'll share a story later.
所以我们看到传福音当中我们第一件要遇见的事情。
When we share the gospel, the first thing that we experience.
是我们传福音当中有神的大能。
We see the power of God as we share the gospel.
传福音不是仅仅的一些神学观点。
It's not just theological points.
不是仅仅说一些话，而是里面有神的大能，而且你要相信这个神的大能随时会彰显出来。所以这个人站起来以后就发生了很大的轰动。路斯德人他们疯狂了，他们把保罗跟巴拿巴认为是神，把保罗称为希尔米，把巴拿巴称为宙斯。希尔米、宙斯都是希腊特别著名的神灵，所以他们一下就成为敬拜的对象。但是紧接下来的事情也很突然，有一群犹太人跟随过来，就拿石头打保罗。
Suddenly, there's another group of Jewish people who come and they take stones and they stone Paul.
保罗几乎被石头打死。
He's nearly killed.
但是他没有死。
But he doesn't die.
不要忘记，福音是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
彰显在传福音的人身上。
And it's experienced through the people who share the gospel.
在他们使命完成之前是不可能被打死的。
Until the day God says you are finished, they will not die.
所以保罗又站起来了。
So Paul stands up.
今天我们所有听福音的人，
those of us who hear the gospel,
在我们真正得救完成使命之前，我们是不会死的。
Before God finishes his mission work through us, we will not die.
所以保罗站起来以后，又回到城里面去。
So Paul gets up, he goes back to the city.
第二天，保罗同巴拿巴往特比去。对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒。
The next day they rose up and they entered the city and they went to Derbe and they preached the gospel and made many disciples.
好，这段经文里面我们看到传福音，我们要面对神的大能，我们要面对宗教信仰文化的挑战，我们要面对逼迫，最后我们要继续传福音。
Inside this text today we see.That the people of God, those who share the gospel, they will experience persecution, they will experience the power of God, but they must continue.
我把宗教文化这种处境称为软刀子。
When we speak about this religious culture environment, I claim this as like a soft knife, a dull knife.
把逼迫迫害称为硬刀子。
But persecution is like.
不管我们在什么地方传福音，我们都会面对神的大能，面对软刀子跟硬刀子。
软刀子、硬刀子 ，the sharp knife and a dull knife.
Yeah, dull knife. Yeah.
The two examples of one mission and wherever we share the gospel, it's the persecutions are like a sharp knife, and our normal life is like a dull knife.
但是神的大能可以超越软硬两种抵抗。
But whether the persecutions against us are difficult or they are small, God's power can still work through them.
我们在日本的时候基本上遇见的都是软刀子。
Everything we experienced in Japan was a dull knife, not as severe.
在日本对基督教信仰的传播有很多的限制。
Within the Japanese culture, there's a lot of constraints to the mission.
对这种限制都是很微妙的。
A lot of these constraints are very bizarre.
比如讲他们有很好的公民馆。
For example, you have these massive, public centers.
但这些公民馆是不能用来查经，不能用来聚会的。
But these public spaces are not allowed to be used for religious purposes.
做其他活动都可以。
You can do anything else.
我们的教会是在公寓里面。
So our church, what we meant in an apartment,
严格来讲，在公寓里面也是不能敬拜的。
And according to Japanese
所以我们要非常小心，连挂一个基督教信仰的牌子都不行。我们住所对面，你看我这个图片，是一所小学，附近还有一座中学。其实在美国、加拿大，这样的中小学星期天都可以租来用敬拜，对吧？在日本绝对不可以。这是我们在日本做施工面对的软刀子，处处都有限制。在街上传福音是不可以的，你可以发单张，但你要大声说，要讲，也是很难的。这是我们教会，在一个公寓里面，并不大。在这样一个小的屋子里面，我们要乘3到50个人每天敬拜。在我们附近有一个非常大的商场，这是日本人参加各样活动、吃喝娱乐的地方。但是这个地方也有很多的宗教活动，只不过没有那么明显罢了。我把它称为软刀子。你看到商场门外的那个佛像吗？二楼有游戏室。你们知道小朋友放学以后很多人做什么事情吗？到那去打游戏去。还有高中生，还有年轻人，还有中老年人，还有家长陪在那打，打完就吃饭。日本商场有个很大的特点，就是减价 ，sale。20%、30%、40%的 sale。在商场里面的人，时常在寻找最便宜的减价，然后他们就去买，天天在里面找，像淘宝一样的。这个25%，这个30%。然后在那看5分钟，然后把这个放下来。哦，那头看见一个更便宜的，天天在这搞这些事情。这些对福音来讲都是很大的阻拦。怎么办呢？要祷告。我在日本在两个地方祷告。一个地方是祷告山，在公园里面有一个山坡，我在那里祷告。第二个地方就是在这个市场义勇的商场里面。星期天或者其他时间的话，我会在商场围着走路的时候，我会围着绕圈祷告，也在商场里面祷告。我祷告什么呢？我祷告让神开这些日本人的眼睛，不要成天把注意力都看在吃喝跟减价的东西上面。这个世界绝对有更超越的价值。我们不能一天开始就在围绕这个商场里面看什么便宜、什么减价。另外，祷告让 信主的被拣选的人，不管日本人还是华人，带到我们当中来。我们也请弟兄姐妹教会祷告会为我们祷告。有一天我真的遇见一位日本人，就是坐的轮椅在商场里面，他一见我就很奇怪，因为我看上去跟日本人没什么区别，我没什么区别，他就很热情地跟我打招呼，嗨，我也很热情地跟他打招呼。我发现日本人一般比较紧张严肃，他们一般不主动跟人打招呼的，看上去也比较酷一点。也许他发现我不太像日本人，也许他认为他跟日本人很难接触，跟其他日本人，也许他认为我可能比较容易接触，所以就跟我打招呼，我也跟他打招呼，我们就认识了。这个人叫纳卡布罗，翻成这个日文或者中文叫高信。中文叫就是姓高的高，然后信心的信，我挺喜欢这个名字，高信。拿他弄不，拿他弄不。他为什么坐轮椅呢？因为他是个音乐家，弹贝斯。贝斯需要一个很大的扩音器，对吧？我们后面没有扩音器。他有一次在舞台上演出的时候，那个扩音器在很高的地方，那个扩音器掉下来了，砸在背上。就把他腰砸坏了，所以他就不能走了，必须坐轮椅。上面那个图片就是坐在轮椅里面的，我认识他。我在这个商场里面跟其他人日本人经常见面，学日文，跟他们喝咖啡。自从那次以后，我经常为他祷告。我的祷告是求神医治他，让他可以站起来，像保罗在这里所讲的一样。我真的是这样祷告的。第二个祷告是说，因为他可以讲相当的英语，如果他可以站起来，他可以去做见证，我可以讲道，他可以翻译。这是我的祷告，这真的是我心里的祷告。因为我在日本需要这样的见证，需要这样的人。我给他祷告很多天以后，再次跟他见面，我很值得跟他讲我是牧师。我跟他讲耶稣可以医治你，但我明显感觉到他犹豫，因为像他这样的伤残人，日本政府是有相当的补助的。就像约翰福音第五章那个摊子，其实你有好处的话，你很难真正想得到医治。所以他犹豫，但是我跟他非常清楚地分享福音，告诉他耶稣是谁，告诉他应该认罪悔改，跟他说的非常清楚。福音是神的大能，你们看，在这个大的商场当中，我认识了一位这样的日本人，他愿意跟我坐下来听福音， 而且他告诉我，他有一位朋友是基督徒，他时常也会教会，去教会，哪有这样的事情？等我回来以后跟他还有联系。最近我问他，你要不要受洗？他说我愿意。我给他列了一系列条件，我也跟他讲，如果教会可以安排的话，我可以去为你施洗。如果我真的去的话，这是我在日本的第一位日本人受洗。奇妙吧？福音是神的大能，会面对各样的阻力，软刀子硬刀子，但是福音一定能超越，像保罗一样从死里复活站起来继续进程。这是第一点，福音。这次我回到渥太华看到很多的变化，包括教会附近的一些人。我不知道你们怎样传福音，有无家可归，有吸毒的，有生病的，有其他有问题的。我请问大家，遇见这样的人，我们能做什么？你想做什么？你想为他们真的祷告吗？让他们得自由吗？让他们得医治吗？你真的相信福音有这样的大能吗？你真的相信当我们这样去做的时候，这些人的生命会被改变吗？保罗传福音看见一个瘸子坐在那里，跟他有啥关系？他传完福音可以继续走，对吧？今天我们敬拜完以后，我们出去看到外面的人，跟我们有什么关系？你看外面的人跟我们有什么关系？如果没有福音的大能 ，nothing。如果有福音的大能，跟我们每一个人都有关系。他们都可以被福音的大能改变。我很高兴，英文堂，我有看，每年都有很多人受洗，对吧？这些人怎么来的？除了年轻人的，年轻人啊，有多少是传的？我们真的走到街上去，通过朋友，通过其他的途径去跟他们传，带领他们信了，像我跟这位日本人这样的事情，大家有没有想过这些事情？教会宣教共同点，传福音，我们面对的都是这样的，我们必须超越这些人。我们看第二个共同点，保罗同巴拿巴往特比去，对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。路斯德、以哥念、安提阿这些地方都是保罗所建立的教会，里面有很多的新的信徒，保罗没有忘记他们，他会回去兼顾他们。 请问教会为什么要需要坚固呢？保罗为什么要回到教会去看他们呢？我们又为什么回到教会里面来呢？大家觉得教会有很多问题，有很多软弱吗？英文很年轻啊，我发现现在更年轻了。但是里面有问题吗？有需要吗？有很多的挑战吗？肯定是有的。我问大家两个问题，教会为什么有这些问题？我们如何超越这些问题？有没有想过？有人讲要这个教会总是有问题的， I don't like it。 我从这个教会到那个教会，我选一个问题少一点的教会，教会这个教会已经好很多了，但是还有很多问题。我们总是在第三者的眼光来看教会，但是我们不要忘记，福音是神的大能。因为福音是神的大能，所以必须面对很多的困难。教会有问题是没话讲的。我们能不能活出这个福音的大能是关键。我们看保罗回到教会里面如何帮助他们。如保罗劝他们，英文有两个关键字，对吧？ Encouraging, strengthening。 中文没有把它翻出来，只是一个劝勉。其实我觉得对教会来讲啊，面对教会问题的时候，很多时候我们会评判，会指责，会议论，会不满，会甚至会生气。但是我们需要劝勉，需要劝勉。你们可以想象保罗如何劝勉教会吗？教会有很多问题啊，保罗如何劝勉？你们有没有想过，保罗刚被石头打过的？保罗对那些正面对逼迫挑战的人会怎么讲？我前两天刚刚被石头打过，几乎要死了。你们想，这样的见证对那些正在受逼迫的人来讲，是不是有很大的帮助？所以我觉得教会互相的劝勉有一个很重要的方式，就是彼此的见证。我们刚去日本服事的时候，因为他们正从疫情里面要恢复实体敬拜，日本是非常严格的，都要戴口罩，不但在屋里戴口罩，在外面也戴口罩。日本人很守规则，他们真的90%以上的人都戴口罩。对，加拿大已经早就不戴口罩了，那我们去就不戴口罩。我发现外面去的人基本上都不戴口罩，别人看不戴口罩的都是外来的。对教会来讲，他们戴口罩，他们很担心，还有小孩子，还有各样的原因。怎么办？教会很软弱的，我们怎么兼顾他们？我们光讲我不生病，我们祷告，我们从新年以后第一个祷告会就开始实体开始 聚会祷告。
那
一天我们来了十几位，第一次都坐满了。我祷告两件事情，来到教会的人不生病，来教会生病的人可以得到医治。这个祷告好不好？ Can you pray this? 所有来教会的人不生病，生病的人离开教会也得到医治。有多少人敢做这样的祷告，真的相信这样的祷告？别人说哇 you are crazy， 甚至牧师也不相信。有多少人生病才会祷告？如果我们只相信祷告可以病得医治的话，那只是一半。Even worse, right?
It's worse.
我们可不可以相信祷告不生病？
Can we believe that if we pray, we would not be sick?
可能从来没想过。
Maybe we've never thought this way.
我们生病会祷告，但是有没有想过我们要祷告不生病？
Is there, have you ever thought of praying so that we don't get sick?
当我这样祷告的时候，有很多人抓狂。
A lot of people are really bothered by me when I say that.
抓狂这个可能bother 还不够强。
They throw a tantrum.
这也是我对大家挑战。
This is my challenge to you.
我觉得当我们安慰人的、劝勉人的时候
，When we encourage people，
我们要以圣经的话语、神的真理、以福音的大能来提升安慰弟兄姐妹。
We have to experience the power of God and encourage our brothers and sisters with that power.
不要多指责。
Not only condemning or criticizing.
问题人人都知道，都看见。
Everyone knows the issues of the church.
What do you do about it?
问我们要做什么呢？
当我这样祷告的时候
，So when we pray like this,
我们在日本期间，那个小小的空间经常塞了三五十人，从来没有大爆发什么病毒。
We were there for this whole time, more than 50 people in that gathering, and never someone was sick.
从来没有一天停止。
There was never any service that had to be canceled.
有一次我发烧了。
One time I was sick.
星期六半夜十二点发烧。
I had a fever at midnight on a Saturday night.
师母在睡觉不知道。
And my wife was sleeping. She wasn't.
我非常清楚我发烧了。
And I knew I was having fever.
我起来祷告。
I got up to pray.
在敬拜的这个屋子里。
I was worshiping in my room.
这是很大的事情啊。
This was a big deal.
我被感染了，我感冒。
I was sick.
我在敬拜的屋子祷告。
I was praying and worshiping.
再过八个小时就敬拜了。
In 8 hours, we would have a service.
怎么办？
So what we would do? What do we do?
我要通知大家。不行了，明天不能敬拜了。
Cancel the service?
还是我继续病下去，明天还敬拜
？Or do I continue going to the service in my sickness?
What do you do?
What would we do?
Yeah. What do you
do?
Yeah.
I'm coming to church.
你要是牧师呢
？I preach with a Tylenol.
我在日本没有看过一次医生。
I never went to the doctor once.
就我祷告。
I prayed.
大概两点多睡觉。
Around 2 a.m. I went to bed.
六点钟醒。
I woke up at 6.
感谢神。
And praise God.
烧退了，没有烧了。
The fever had receded.
Yeah. 我感觉很轻松。
And I felt very free.
得医治。
And I was healed.
然后我们就预备敬拜。
And we began the service.
那天还有同工会。
There was a co-worker meeting that day.
讲道。
I was preaching.
没人知道我。刚刚生病。
And no one knew that I had a fever that night.
没有人感染。
Nobody was caught the fever.
一切正常。
Everything was normal.
大家都走了。
And after the service ended,
如果我跟大家事后讲的话，他们都吓一跳。
Afterward, if I told them this, they would have freaked out.
啊，早知道我就不去教会了。
They would have said to me, if I had known, I wouldn't have come.
孩子也不敢去。
And the kids wouldn't dare to come.
这是兼顾教会弟兄姐妹。
These are things that encourage the church.
通过祷告,
through prayer,
通过福音的大能,
through the power of the gospel,
通过个人生命的见证,
and through the testimony of our lives.
教会需要被坚固,
the church needs to be strengthened.
今天我们有很多年轻人, 对吧?
There are a lot of young people here today.
年轻人也会软弱啊。
Young people can be weak as well.
年轻人也会生病啊。
Young people can be sick as well.
今天你可能是软弱的人。
Perhaps today you feel very weak.
今天你可能需要被坚固。
Perhaps you need strengthening today.
今天你可能是坚固人的人。
And maybe you need to be the one to strengthen others.
但是明天你可能也需要坚固。
And perhaps tomorrow you will be the one who needs strengthening.
在我们这个大教会当中。
Within this gathering.
你不是软弱的人，你就是可以坚固人的人。
If you are not weak, then you are one to strengthen someone.
你们知道吗？
If you are,
我们当中只有这两类人。
There's only two kinds of people here.
没有第三类人。
There isn't a third kind.
你不是软弱的，你就是可以坚固人的人。
If you're not weak, then you are one to strengthen someone.
你不能啥也不做，你不能啥也不做。
You can't be in the middle.
所以从今天开始。
So from this day on.
我希望大家知道自己是哪一类人。
I'd like you to know what kind of person you are.
你不是坚固人的人,
if you're not strengthening someone,
你就是软弱的人,
then you're one of the weak.
你不是软弱的人,
and if you're one of the weak,
你就是坚固人,
if you're not one of the weak, then you are one of the strengthening.
这是教会跟宣教的共同点。
That's one of the relations between missions and the church.
我们就是这样过来。
That's how we came.
教会宣教第三个关联。
The third relationship,between the missions and the church.
大家看到是什么?
What do you see?
二人在各教会中选立了长老，又禁食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
And then with the appointed elders, they appointed elders for them in every church. With prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed.
特比、路斯德、以哥念、安提阿这种教会都是保罗、巴拿巴第一次宣教旅程建立的。
These were churches that Paul and Barnabas had established.
也就两三年之久。
They were about 2-3 years old.
因为他们边建立教会边继续的旅行，对吧？
And as they were planting churches, they were moving to city to, from city to city.
刚建立的教会哪有长老？
So they got to these, they planted these new churches and there weren't any elders.
没有关系，过两三年他们回来就建立长老。
2-3 years later, they came and they raised up elders.
我不知道大家怎么想。
I don't know how you think about this.
长老一定要很老的人吗？
Do you have to have old people as elders?
长老必须经过二三十年的教会经历才做长老吗？
Do you need 20-30 years of experience before you're an elder of a church?
这些人有什么经历？
What experience did they have?
两三年就担任长老。
Within 2-3 years, they were elders.
长老的条件，圣经里讲得很清楚。
So the qualifications for elders is quite clear in the scriptures.
提摩太前书第三章、提多书第一章，甚至彼得前书第五章都有讲长老的资格。
First Timothy, in Titus, in First Peter, there are qualifications for elders.
当我们把这些资格列起来、加起来的时候
，When we put all these qualifications together,
我们放在教会里每一个人，我们发现。Nobody qualifies.
We realize that no one qualifies for those.
没有任何人真正能够符合长老的资格。
No one can actually qualify for an elder.
我们说来说去，说来说去，就是这个也不行，那个也不行，大家都不行。
You realize that we fall short in one way or another.
你们有没有注意到，他们这里就选立长老，禁食祷告，把他们交托所信的主。
You see here that they fast and they pray.And then they commit these elders to the Lord. When we think of not having enough elders or elders who don't qualify for that position, are we fasting and praying? Especially for the elders that we don't trust or don't like, are we committing them to the Lord in prayer and fasting?I really give thanks to OCAC.
We always have elders.
We've always had elders in this church.
有很多年，几十年了。
For some of them, for decades.
这些长老都忠心的服侍。
These elders serve faithfully.
但是在外面的宣教工厂里面。
But on the mission field,
没有长老。
There are no elders.
我们教会，福冈的教会已经有十几年。
In the church that I serve, the church has been there for almost more than a decade.
没有长老。
But there are no elders there.
我们想建立长老还是不行。
We'd like to raise up elders, but it's challenging.
其实短宣的时候，有很多弟兄姐妹都想去转短宣啊。
A lot of short-term mission ships want to come to us.
我真正希望的是长老们，或者离职的长老、当过长老的去短宣去。
But my desire is that elders of this church or those who are retired or elders, they would come and join us.
当然，外面需要短宣的，需要短宣队，需要不同的人。
Obviously, we need short-term mission trips.
我觉得短宣里面最需要的是教会的领袖长老。
But within short-term mission trips, we need elders there.
如果有再有机会去宣教的话
，If you have a chance to come,
我要做两件事情。
If I have a chance to go on missions again,
食堂设立长老
I would plant church and I would entrust elders, appoint elders.
第三件事情，邀请教会所有的长老，退休的长老都可以去帮助我们的宣教。
And I would invite all the retired elders to join us on the mission field.
长老非常重要。
The elderships are very important.
长老职分啊，有三个特征。
The three characters of the elders.
长老是蒙呼召的人。
They are called by God.
所以我们永远不要评论、评价、议论教会的长老，他好他坏。
So we cannot evaluate or we cannot criticize these elders if they are good or bad.
真正的长老是神所呼召的人。
Because true elders are appointed by God.
包括传道人、牧师。
The same is for pastors.
这个职分都是长老。
Pastors are elders.
是神圣的一个职分。
It's a sacred office.
当长老的人是不简单的。
So to be an elder in a church is quite challenging.
是蒙呼召的。
It's they're called.
是被神通过教会所按立的。
They are ordained. Thank you. They're ordained by God.
长老不是仅仅民主选举出来。
They're not elected.
第三，长老。有牧养、监督、治理的职责。
And finally, they're pastors and also administrators.
如果不实行这些职责，长老是不够格。
If they do not do those, then they do not qualify.
我在美国芝加哥参加教会是长老教会。
The church that I attend in Chicago is a Presbyterian church.
我做过七年的长老。
And I was a young elder there.
七年。
Oh, I was an elder for 7 years there.
我来到沃宣，这也是长老制的教会。
This is also a church that is run by elders.
我个人认为长老制教会是最好的治理。
I believe that the Presbyterian churches are the have the best structure.
我觉得沃宣是一个非常蒙福的教会。
And so OCAC is blessed.
尊重你们的长老。
Honor your elders.
支持你们长老。
Encourage, support them.
跟长老们一同配合。
And join with them for missions.
最后一点
My final point,
分享宣教
the sharing of missions.
分享宣教 保罗跟巴拿巴在各地宣教
When Paul and Barnabas were on the mission field,
他们的母会是安提阿教会
the home base was Antioch.
使徒行传十三章他们从安提阿被差遣
They were sent forth from Antioch.
然后去各个地方宣教
And then they went to other cities.
十四章结束的时候，他们回到安提阿教会
At the end of chapter 14, they returned to Antioch.
跟教会分享他们宣教的结果
And they share about what they experienced on the mission field.
我们看这个差遣教会或者母会跟宣教士的关系
You see the relationship between the mother church and the missionaries.
这是不可分割的。
You cannot separate them.
教会差遣宣教士。
The church sends out missionaries.
差遣啊，叫 committee 的，对吧
？They commission missionaries.
我们出去之前也这儿有个 commission， 对吧？有一个。
I also had a commissioning service here.
然后宣教士出去以后，他们有神的恩典 power， 对吧？
And then once they're in the mission field, they experience the power of the gospel.
然后他们完成神的工作以后
And once they finish their work,
他们回来
they come back to the mother church to share.
所以保罗在各个地方宣教的时候，最长的时间有两年
He was, the longest trip he took was 2 years.
我们也正好两年
We were also out for 2 years.
现在我们回来
Now we come back
跟大家分享
to share with you.
两年前我们受差遣
2 years ago, we were commissioned.
2年以后, 我们回来,
and now we're back.
跟我们的母会分享,
to share with our mother church.
这是宣教跟教会之间的关系,
this is a relationship between the missions and the church.
我们要分享,
to share on missions.
要交流,
to dialogue.
我跟师母做了一个, 我们在日本宣教的很短的视频有三分钟。
Now I'd like to share a 3-minute video that we've made.
放下以后呢, 大家可以看一下, 请陈牧师
I'll try to translate as the video is being played.
好，请后面放一下我们的施工的短的。我非常抱歉把里面的有一些人的面孔遮起来了，你们看上去有点奇怪，因为。Hello，
大家好，我们在日本的宣教结束了，在这里我们做一个简短的回顾。两年前呢，我们受加拿大宣道会华联会斡旋我们的母会的共同差遣，前往。
So we arrived at Fukuoka in 2023 after being sent from OCAC and CCACA.
2023年11月，我们终于拿到签证，途经东京抵达了福冈。日本是一个偶像林立的地方，各种偶像敬拜祭典盛行。我们知道必须依靠神，祷告前行。
Japan is full of idols and shrines, and so we need to pray to have effectiveness on the mission field. These are the pictures that you see of the apartment that we gather in, and even though it was quite decrepit at the beginning, we renovated it and made it quite lovely. And these are the people that recently got baptized. Very quickly, we were able to integrate with the brothers and sisters in the local church there.
24年的1月，宣道会华联会福冈教会共同案例了我们愿意回应神的呼召，按照神的心意，牧养神的群羊，同心祷告，门训关顾，儿童青少年事工和各式福音外展活动都开展起来，以至于我们可以同心传扬福音。So
very quickly in Fukuoka, we began ministries of discipleship, Bible study, and all these youth ministries as well. And the Lord was with us throughout.
除了用各种方式向散居华人传福音之外，我们也对日本人有传福音的负担。So
besides sharing the gospel with the Chinese diaspora, we also reached out to local Japanese.
感谢神在日本这段时间有许多机会向他们见证福音。One
method we used was to share the gospel through the learning of Chinese.
甚至一起。 通过学中文的方式查考马可福音，也是有用做义工的方式来去见证福音。这些日本人许多都没听说过耶稣，我们很高兴神给了他们机会听到福音，也为他们继续信主祷告。Through
the Gospel of Mark, we were able to share the Gospel with the Japanese, many of whom had never heard of Jesus before.
我们在建立每周六的青少年查经的基础上，更想办法让家长参与亲子互动。 父母孩子在这样的活动中开始对话，彼此倾听，享受共情共乐的时光。On
Saturdays, we have a fellowship where parents and children can study the Bible and also have dialogue with one another.
感谢赞美神，我们离开前带领两位青少年决志信主。在成人中也做改变的工作，一位父亲在日本决志信主，并且接受洗礼，一位姐妹。
Right before leaving Japan, we brought two brothers to Christ, and also we experienced a father getting baptized and having his family attend. We also experienced the healing of diseases and the miraculous power of God.
圣诞节是我们共庆和福音外展的最好机会，也是家庭共同参与一起欢乐圣诞的时候，最终是耶稣把信他的人带入他永恒的生命盼望中。
So Christmas time is one of the best times to outreach, and so we had the chance to share the gospel with many attendees that you see in the video. We believe in God's timing and that He has good things in store for us.
祈求所有听到福音的人都能领受神的恩典，接受福音。两年的宣教飞逝而过，弟兄姐妹对我们爱戴有加，饥肠相送，恋恋不舍，知道聚有时分有时，相信一切都有神的美意，生命之交主恩永随。
这就是我们在福冈两年的简单的分享，也谢谢大家对我们的带导跟支持。
So thank you for your prayers and your sharing, for your support over these past 2 years, and this is our sharing on our Fukuoka missions.
我们的每一个结果跟你们的带导支持不可分割。
And so our relationship to you is inseparable.
我相信神继续带领我们前面的服事。
God will lead us forward in the next period of our
life. 不管我们在什么地方，
wherever we are,
教会跟宣教死相连。
So the gospel and the evangelism and the church and the missions are inseparable.
这是一个简单总结。
This is a conclusion.
还有几个挑战的问题。
And some of the challenges that we face.
教会四相连是什么？
What are the four things between the church and
missions?
传福
音两大挑战是什么？
And what are the great challenges that the church
faces? 你如何参与这四相连？
And how are we to step into this role?
我们共同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven, we give thanks to you. Through Jesus Christ, you showed us the power of the gospel. Throughout all history, you have manifested that power. May our church, OCAC, we would experience the great power of the gospel. May we be a sending church.
愿所有在前面宣教的宣教士，
and those who are sent out,
能够跟教会紧紧相连，
would continue having a great relationship with us,
经历福音的大能大力，
that we would all together experience the power of the gospel,
能够跟教会共同合作，
that we can work together as one,
完成宣教的使命，
to fulfill the great commission.
我们感恩祷告奉主耶稣的名，
we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
再次谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
祝恩同在。